All right. Good morning to everybody. I want to listen. I want to welcome you with the love of Christ for joining us on this morning. Greetings to you in the Zoom room. Greetings to you on Facebook Live, and greetings to everyone listening to us on We Talk Radio. Listen, we have had some storms. We have had some rain. It's been some gray and some cloudy days out there. But the Bible says this: weeping may endure for a night, but guess what comes in the morning? Joy comes in the morning. We've got sunshine that's coming today. And my prayer is that sunshine shines on your situation. It might have been raining, but understand that it's only for a short season because the sun is yet to shine again. So I want to thank all of you for joining us on this morning. And thank you for spending this small segment of your time with us here, just allowing God to continue to use us as empty vessels to be used according to his purpose and his glory. So again, thank all of you for tuning in Zoom, as well as on Facebook Live and to We Talk Radio as well. Listen, I am super excited. I am ready to get back into this because let me tell you something. This series on faith has been life-changing. God is just sending us a new revelatory word. He is breaking things down to its granular form in a way in which I would have never thought, never imagined that faith would be taught. Because in 2021, we've got to use faith at a whole nother level. Okay, coming out of a pandemic, going into what is the next normal. We don't know what anything is really and truly going to look like. We got some glimpses, but we need faith to line up with where we are. As we say oftentimes, okay, the word of God, it meets us where we are. And we need this level of faith to meet God's people in 2021. So again, thank y'all for joining us on this morning. And we're going to go ahead and dive right into the word of God. So we've been in our series, the faith series, the power of faith, the power of faith. Faith has power. Faith has power. And we're talking about that. We're going to continue to talk about that so that we are equipped, so that we understand how to use this special tool that God has given us. And so what we've been doing is we've been expounding in our scripture, Hebrews 11:1. And I've been coming from the New King James Version of the Bible. And what we want to do is we want to receive a better understanding of this word. Okay, this word is it's a noun. It's a tool. It's a tangible item, and it is called faith. And we simply want to better position ourselves. And I want you to hear me on this: to position ourselves to give faith something to do. We want to give faith something to do. Let's put faith to work here in 2021. Let's see faith manifest in our lives on today. Let's allow faith to do what it was used to do so that it can be beneficiary to our walk. Because remember, faith is the heartbeat between us and God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. So we want to be God pleasers. And God has given us the blueprint on how to please him. How do we please him? We operate in faith. We use faith. We use it as the tool that God sent us to use in the way that he needs it to be used. And so this is why we're talking about this word, because this word separates the doubter, the disbeliever, that doubting Thomas spirit that we've been talking about, compared to the person that would be called blessed by Jesus. Faith is the nucleus of our walk with our Heavenly Father. Faith is the heartbeat of everything that we do. So as we're walking by faith and not by sight, we want to make sure we understand how to use this word so that we can be effective into God's kingdom. All right. So I want to thank y'all. I want to thank y'all for joining in to us. And without further ado, we're going to say a quick corporate prayer to align our hearts, to align our minds, to just bring our spirits together, to come together as one to hear God's word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord. Today was not promised, Lord. And on although so many people did not wake up, we thank you for your mercy, Heavenly Father. We thank you for allowing us to see another wonderful day, Lord. I understand that we've been battling with some storms. I understand that we've had some tough situations, some strongholds, and we've had some things that have really challenged our walk with you, Father God. But Lord, you said that if we just don't give up, if we just don't faint, You would renew our strength. You would renew our mind. You would give us the power that we don't have. You would give us the strength that we don't have. You would give us, Lord Jesus, the power to just continue to press on toward the mark. And for that, Heavenly Father, if there is nothing else and no other reason, for that alone, we tell you thank you. Thank you because we have to have a thank you mindset despite of the challenges that we're going through. Have a thank you mindset despite of how tough things may be in our lives. Have a thank you mindset to come into your praise with thanksgiving in our hearts, Lord, and just allow your spirit to connect with us as we welcome you in. Because you inhabit our praises, Lord. You occupy residency in our praises, Lord. You embellish in our praises, Lord Jesus. And you welcome our presence, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for all that you're doing for all of us on today. So we ask that you just renew our minds, renew our strength, open our hearts and our minds to receive your potent word on today as it gets saturated into the soil of our spirit. And we thank you for the growth that is going to take place. In the name of Jesus, we pray on today. Amen. All right. I want to thank y'all once again for joining us on this morning. And listen, special shout out to y'all on Zoom. Thank y'all for your diligence. Thank you for Facebook Live, those that reach out and just really love how this word is transforming your life. I really appreciate that. I just love to be used by God. And I want to encourage all of us, position ourselves to be used by God, position ourselves to just allow God to use our empty vessel so that he can help build the kingdom that he's trying to build. So I just want to thank all of you again for spending this small segment of your time. So without further ado, let's dive into the meat and the potatoes of this word. I am so excited about today because what we've discovered so far, here's the deal. We've discovered that it is up to us to put faith to work on our behalf. It is up to us to put faith to work on our behalf. Believe it or not, yes, faith wants to work on our behalf. Faith wants to partner with you in your hope. And we're going to talk about that word hope on today. But there is something that we have to do to allow that function to come into its full fruition. Okay? So I want you to think about that for a second. The function of faith is to bring forth, here's his word, the hopes and desires, but it is up to us to give faith something to do. Now, if you remember, our theme for our ministry is the power within, because Ephesians 3:20 tells us that it is unto him being Jesus, him being our Lord, him being our Heavenly Father, unto him who's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can think or above all that we can ask according to the power that is within us. That power that is within us operates by the function of faith. That power that he has equipped us comes from that measure of faith that he's given us. That power that is going to allow you to do exceedingly and abundantly operates in this word, this series that we've been talking about called faith. And what we want to do is make sure that we give faith something to do. So what we want to understand is that faith, it ignites that light. Okay. It ignites that light on the inside of us that allow hopes to go to work. Okay. Faith does something to hopes. And we're going to talk about that here. But what I want us to know and understand, if there is a full function when it comes to operating in faith, it's not enough just to say, yes, I have faith. It's not enough just to say, yes, I believe. There is something that God expects us to do. And the first thing that he wants us to do is understand the power that faith has. And then we can understand how to use it on our behalf. Amen. Amen. All right. So what we want to do in this series is we want to bring the full knowledge and the full understanding of faith to better equip us on why we use it. And here's the deal, on how to use it. Have you ever just thought about that? How do you operate in faith? What do we do to bring the specific functions into operating in faith? Again, we say it, we talk it, but do we really understand how to apply it into our lives? That is our goal, and that is what we want to do during this series. So let's make sure that we just position ourselves to continue to join in. Okay, we've got messages 1 and 2 on my Facebook page, and I want to encourage you to go back and listen to those messages Because as God is dropping these breadcrumbs, is leading up to equipping us and teaching us, we have to make sure we gather those. Here's that word. Here's that collegiate word. Those prerequisites. Okay. There are some prerequisites that we have talked about in previous messages that's going to lead us to the full understanding. So this is our part three series, but I want to encourage you to go back, listen to parts one and two. And if you don't connect with me on Facebook Live, okay, reach out to me. Okay. Reach out to me, connect with me so that you have access to a lot of these messages and you can replay them, on your way to work, replay them on your way to school, replay them on your lunch break, whenever you can, so that you can stay fully acclimated and full and in full position with the word of God. So I just want to encourage you to do that. Okay. So if this is your first time joining us in this series, again, go to my Facebook page, get parts one and two, because it's going to bring you into where we are on today. How often do we watch a movie and we just kind of come in the middle part of a movie and we've got all these questions? How did we get there? It could be a TV show or something that we're watching, and we just come in the middle and we're trying to understand, who's this character? What are they doing? What's going on? What's the story being told? We've got all of these questions. But if you started from the beginning, you're going to understand how things got to where they are, why this character is doing what they're doing, why they said what they said. It's the same thing with the word of God. You want to make sure that you position yourself to hear what God is saying from start to finish. It cuts down the confusion. It cuts down the stress. It cuts down all these things that the enemy loves to use to make people have that doubting Thomas spirit. So in all of our getting, what King Solomon tells us, okay, in all of our getting, get understanding. Get the understanding by applying the word of God. And if it means, let me go back and replay, let me take some time to go over the notes that I'm taking. It means that whatever I need to do to better position myself, this is what we want you to do. We want to equip you and teach you to the best that we can with our God-given abilities to make sure we pour into you everything that we have and we leave nothing on the field. So that is my goal. That is my prayer. And I want you to continue to stay diligent in connecting with this word. Okay. So again, we perish by the lack of knowledge. And when God has given us knowledge, it is our job to take that knowledge in, to use that knowledge, to apply that knowledge, to better position us to walk in the full purpose in which he has for us. So moving with today's message, okay? Turn with me, if you haven't already, into Hebrews 11 and 1. Okay, Hebrews 11 and 1. And again, here's our biblical analogy, right? The Bible is like two halves. It's like two parts. We talk radio, I'm holding up two hands here. Okay, we've got an Old Testament, which is Genesis through Malachi. Okay, we've got the New Testament, okay, which is Matthew through the book of Revelations. Okay, so we're coming from the New Testament of the Bible. And I want you to turn into Hebrews, okay? When you're turning into Hebrews, if you've got to the book of James, you went too far, okay? If you're still in Romans and Corinthians and all that, you need to come back just a little bit more. And between those two eras, you're going to find the book of Hebrews. If you're using your Bible app, okay, going to the New Testament, go toward the very end, and you're going to run into Hebrews. Now, join me, Hebrews 11 and 1. And I am coming from the New King James Version of the Bible. Why the New King James Version of the Bible? It's a very familiar version that most of us have heard. The King James Version is a standard version. The New King James Version has some updates to kind of meet us into today's society, to kind of talk to us in more of our language, but yet steal from the more familiar version of the King James Bible. Okay, so this is where I'm coming from. There are different translations. You've got the New International Version. Okay, you've got the Message Bible. Okay, you've got the American Standard. And there are so many different versions, but I want to stay as familiar as possible because I want us to be able to not get so caught up into the technical aspect of things, but just allow God's word to speak to us. So let's dive into this. Hebrews 11 and 1, as we're talking about faith, it reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen." Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and it's the evidence of things not seen. The key word for our message on today is going to be hope. We're going to focus on hope and what hope's function is with the full function of faith. What does hope do? What does hope mean? And how does hope apply to teaching us how faith operates? That's what we're getting ready to do. So remember, in all of our getting, we want to get understanding, and that's what we're going to do on today. So let's talk about hope. Let's talk about hope. Hope. What is hope? Do we understand what hope is? Hope is a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. Hope is a feeling of expectation and a desire for a certain thing to happen. That desire on the inside of you that is of good godly nature, and I want to emphasize that, that desire that is on the inside of you of good godly nature is the kind of hope that could be commanded by faith, because then God gets the glory. Remember, we said that the substance of faith, it commands, okay? It commands hope. And we talked about that last week. And so what hope is going to be commanded when it comes to faith is by the good, godly nature of those desires on the inside of you, because it's going to line up with God getting the glory. Now hear me on this. That desire on the inside of you that is not of good godly nature is not the kind of hope that can be commanded by faith, because God is not involved with that kind of hope. Let me put that where the goats can get it, as Joe Madison says oftentimes. In other words, if you hope failure on someone, faith has no part in that. If you hope something bad happens to someone, faith has nothing to do with that. If you hope bad wishes or hope something bad or something negative, or if you've got some very, you know, soil deficiencies are what's driving your hope for something or someone, I do want you to understand faith is not going to partner with that. But something that is of good, godly nature, what is lovely, what is pure, what is kind, what is worthy of praise, those things that Paul teaches us to think on, that's where faith will align with those desires and the hope on the inside of you. So what happens is, hope will remain a desire. The good godly hope is what we're talking about. That's what we're focused on. Something in which God can get the glory that lines up with your Jeremiah 29 and 11, because God says in that scripture that his plans are to prosper you, to give you a future and a hope. So God is already telling you his plans for your future include prospering you, growing you, and not just prospering you financially, but prospering you mentally, spiritually, prospering you in the word, biblically, growing in every aspect, in every phase of your life. That is what faith is looking to bring in when it comes to hope. So what happens is the hope on the inside of you now will just remain a hope. It'll just remain a thought. It will just sit in the bleachers of your thoughts and your ideas, and it will never make it onto the field for any playing and action time unless there is an expectation. Unless there's an expectation, because remember, hope is a feeling of expectation and a desire for a certain thing to happen. So hope will just be hope. It'll just be a one day I will. It'll just be a someday I'm gonna. It will just be a, oh, one of these days I will. It'll just be, well, one day I'm gonna. That's what's gonna remain unless there becomes an expectation. What happens is that good godly hope that we're talking about Faith actually does a recruiting act to that hope, to that desire. And when God gave me that revelation, I'll tell you, it just blew my mind. Faith recruits hope, that hope that's deep down on the inside of you, that hope that has come from God, that's going to be transformative and help build his kingdom, that's going to help you go to new dimensions in your life, that's going to help you get past something that maybe you don't think you can, but you hope that you can, that you would believe that you can. Faith does a recruiting job. Come on, hope, come join me. Come join me. Come team up with me. And it wants to join hope with this team called the substance. Because remember, faith is the substance of things hoped for. So it recruits hope to join it in team the substance. That is the name of the team called the substance. And it wants to partner with hope to bring forth, here's the deal, clarity and specific details. So what faith is a function. And I want to talk to you in terms of, from an anatomy standpoint, the heart pumps. And the heart, its job is to pump. But there's something called blood or hemoglobin, however you want to look at it, depending on, you know, from a scientific standpoint, okay? It's pumping blood throughout your body. The blood on the inside could be used or looked at as hope. Because what hope does in the function of faith is it adds color to the function of which faith is doing. Faith is going to operate in a function that's going to bring something into the natural, but hope adds color to what that is. Hope brings specificity to what is coming into fruition. That desire is like adding color to the function of faith. As we give faith something to do, the hope brings specificity into what faith is going to do. Now, how does this operate? Go back to God in Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, we get to see a full illustration of how the beautiful creativity of God went to work. And faith came up, and all God did was speak. And when God spoke, he said, "Let there be light." Nobody knew what light was. There was no definition of light. But God had that hope and that desire that when he spoke it, it came into what met God's approval to where he said, it is good. And then God was very specific about trees and vegetation and bringing the seas and how everything was lined up in design and mountains and the sea creatures and naming animals. God was very specific about what was coming forth. And in the same aspect, we have to be very specific into what is coming forth. Faith is saying, yes, I want to do it. Yes, I want to bring it forth. But what are we bringing forth? Because what hope does is hope brings full confirmation into what was once a desire into the natural. But hope confirms that it came into fruition because there were specific details. I'm hoping to one day become a business owner. I'm hoping to one day start a charity or a foundation. I am hoping to go to college and receive a scholarship. I am hoping to better the community. I am hoping to one day run for office. Whatever those things are, hope is everything that is specific that faith is going to work and bring into fruition. Other than that, faith is just pumping. But what it's pumping is that hope that's on the inside. This is how they make up the substance that faith is. This is why we say faith is not just a substance, but it's the substance of all substances, because look at everything that it takes to make faith work. Look at everything that it takes to allow faith to come into fruition. Faith cannot bring specificity into what it is that you're asking for if there is no hope. Again, God says he wants to give you a hope and a future, those desires. And faith wants to team up with that to bring it into the natural. But we have to make sure that the hope that we have is of good, godly nature. All right? So again, I want us to understand that, because what God did was he set the pattern for being specific about our desires and our hopes. And what we want to understand is manifesting of our hopes. It confirms that faith did its job. Faith has a job to do. And that hope, when it lines up with that hope and brings it into full manifestation, the confirmation that faith did its job is that that hope has now become a reality, come into the natural. Now, as we're still talking about hope, again, which is a feeling of expectation, I want to talk briefly about this word expectations. And we're about to wrap this up. And I want to thank all of y'all for joining in. Those that have joined us on Zoom, God bless you. I thank you very much. Those on Facebook Live, I really appreciate you. And those that are hanging in there on We Talk Radio, let's talk about expectations, because that word can oftentimes become convoluted. It can be used in a negative sense if we're not careful. Okay, it can be used as a form to really become so hardened on some things. But let's talk about expectations and how it aligns in the full function of faith. Now, expectation, okay, is a Latin word. And it's a Latin word that means an awaiting. An awaiting, the word await. And otherwise, it is simply the act or state of expecting. It is simply the act or state of expecting. Now, expectations are important in the function of faith, because the expectations help bring assurance in our waiting. Expectations help bring assurance in our waiting. Okay? We expect something to happen. We are awaiting on something to manifest. That hope that was sitting in the bleachers, when we put an expectation on that hope, now faith can say, let's do this, let's go to work, because now you're ready to believe in the substance. Now you're ready to believe that it's time to come out of the bleachers and get some playing time. So when expectations line up with your hope, faith is now ready to recruit it and bring it forth. That was a wonderful word right there. Wow. All right, let's keep going. I'll get a little bit excited here. Now, here's what I want us to understand. The full function of faith comes into fruition when we bring assurance in our waiting. What does that mean? We're confident that this is going to happen. We are assured that this is going to come forth. Regardless to how long it takes, we're set in our expectations, regardless to how long it takes, we expect this thing to happen. So what I want us to understand is in order for us to be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind, you got to redirect your thoughts. You got to redirect those things and focus on the positive. I don't care how long it takes. God knows when you're ready to receive it. But your job is to have those expectations. I expect God to perform a miracle in this situation. I expect God to bring this thing forth. I expect God to use the function of faith to make this thing happen. And that hope is going to bring clarity. It's going to bring specificity. It's going to shine some color on this situation. And this is how faith teams up with hope to bring this into full function. But hope, lined up with expectations, allows now for there to be an expected awaiting, and now the details can come forth. Everybody okay? Everybody with me? All right, good deal. Now sometimes we don't move forward with our desires because we have no expectations. We have ideas, we have dreams, we have desires, but sometimes we can't see them because we don't have expectations. How many of us in our lives can attest to the fact that we've been thinking about something for many years? How many of us in our lives can say, well, one day I'm gonna, or I should, or one of these days I will? Well, let me ask you something. What are you waiting on? I want to challenge you to give faith something to do. Those hopes and those dreams and desires that are on the inside of you, it is time for you to put that to work and allow faith to be able to come into full fruition. Okay, so now put some expectations along with your hopes and your dreams and your desires. And I want to encourage you to now get that hope that you have out of the bleachers. Get it out of it just being in the incubation of your thoughts. Allow faith to go to work and allow faith to be able to do something that can grow you in God, that can grow you in your belief system. Because remember, Doubting Thomas was missing this ingredient. So therefore, he needed to see it before he believed it. So it could be that the missing link to kickstarting your faith are having godly expectations. However, as we have godly expectations, God also has expectations for us as well. He expects us to operate in faith. He expects us to put faith to work. He expects us to be able to operate in the full function of faith and allow faith to bring forth the hopes that he planted on the inside of you. His plans are to give you a future and a hope. His plans are to see the best come out of you and not the worst. His plans are to prosper you and not to harm you. So now it is up to us. God expects us. He has equipped us. He has given us the knowledge and the wisdom to give faith something to do. So now we can operate in the full purpose of God's plans for our lives. So as I close, it could be that the missing link to kickstarting our faith is that we just don't have those godly expectations. However, we want to understand, let's bring those expectations of our hope to team up with faith so that now faith can have something to do. Now, remember, it's unto him, Ephesians 3:20, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can think, above all that we can ask, above all that we can even imagine. But that power that's on the inside that he's given us, it comes from the power of faith. We cannot tap into that power of faith if we don't understand faith. So in closing, in Hebrews 11:1, I want us to get ready because we're going to now add to our new expounded version of faith. Okay, because now faith, Hebrews 11:1 talks about things hoped for, things that are hoped for, those hope, the desires that you have, those dreams, those goals, all that stuff makes up the hope that's on the inside. And what hope does, again, it brings specific details and adds color to the function of faith. And the expectations bring assurance that hope will come forth. So as we've learned that we have to give faith something to do, hope defines the details and specifics of our desires that lead to our expectations. We've learned that hope is now what we have to have added in this full function of faith. And now what I want us to do is I want us to read the new developing, new granulated, expounded definition of faith. So Hebrews 11:1, it reads, now faith is a substance of things hoped for. I'm going to stop right there because we're focusing on hope. And now with everything that we've talked about the last three messages, I want you to hear the new expounded version, the new broken down granulated version of faith. Right now, in existence, this very moment, faith is because God is. And it's the tool manufactured by God that has always existed to connect the spiritual and the natural. That's a solid, tangible presence that captivates and commands the presence of good, godly hope, which brings specific details to the manifestation of our expectation. Think about that. This is something else. This is something else. To really understand in depth how faith operates, everything that it does. I just want to hit some key words in that. This right now, very moment in this current existence, faith is. God is. And as God is, faith is. It is ever evolving. It is ever growing. Although you were given a full measure of faith, you're going from faith to faith, glory to glory. And as you continue to learn and grow in God, faith is. And faith is everything you need it to be. Faith moves and goes everywhere you need it to go. Faith is constantly operating. Faith is today. Faith is 30 minutes from now. Faith was yesterday. Faith is always in existence, just as God is in existence. And that's what faith does. And as we've got this revolving motion going right now, just think about that. It's a tool that is manufactured by God. When God spoke things into fruition, he spoke it all by faith, and it had to happen. It had to obey God. It came into fruition because God said it came into fruition. God has given us that power to speak things into existence. And when we can have that desire and we speak it with our mouth and we use, here are some of the messages that we've had, the power of the tongue to speak life into that hope, to speak life into that situation, to speak life into our goals and our dreams, faith is constantly evolving. It is constantly moving. On We Talk Radio, I'm kind of going in like a rowing motion here. I want you guys to understand what we're doing here. We're constantly moving in motion because this is how faith operates. And it was manufactured by God. And here's what it does. It connects the spiritual and the natural. That lifeline, that connection is connecting those hopes into manifestation. It's connecting those hopes and those dreams into the natural, into the right now, into reality. And what it does is it's a solid, tangible presence because faith is the substance of all substances. It's constantly evolving. It's constantly moving. It's just waiting on you to give it some instructions. It's waiting on you to give it something to do. It's waiting on you to give it, to put it to work. Faith is waiting on you to partner with it. Faith is waiting on you to trust it. Faith is waiting on you to call those things that may not be as though they are. Faith is waiting on you to allow it to continue to operate in its mind, to operate in its heart, to operate within its spirit. Faith is like a heartbeat that is constantly pumping. It has to pump that spiritual hemoglobin throughout your body, and it's waiting on you to give it something to do. So faith is, and it is the now, it is the tomorrow, it is 30 seconds from now, it is 30 minutes from now, it is constantly evolving. And it commands and it captivates the presence of hope. Hope is saying, who is at this calling my name? Who is at this getting my attention? There is a recruiting process that's going on. Faith is saying, come on and join me, hope. I want to bring you into the natural. I want to bring you into the reality. I'm recruiting you. I'm calling you. That desire, that goal, that dream, and all of that, it's getting that attention. Faith is saying, hey, why don't you come here? Hey, why don't you join up with me? Why don't you team up with me? Why don't you partner with me? Hope, can you give me something to do? Hope, can you allow me to work on your behalf? Hope, can you come on here and let's join the substance of all substances? Can we just partner together? Can we do this thing together? Can we dance floor? Can we dance on the dance floor of hopes and dreams and bringing things into reality? Can we do that? Can we partner? Faith is waiting on you. Faith is waiting on you to use it. And as we continue on, the presence of the good godly hope, now we have details. Faith says, okay, I want to do this. I want to partner with you. But what are we doing? What do we look like? When are we going to get started? What are the expectations? What are we going to do? What's the name of this business? What's the name of this organization? Can we not be afraid to name it? Can we not be afraid to speak it into existence? Can we not say, I know what the doctor's note said? Can we not say, I know what the doctor's report said? But can I partner with you to speak against that? Because God has the last word. We got to allow God to have the last word. So can we operate in faith? Can you give me something to do? The negative test came in. The positive test came in. Nope, I don't like what the positive test said. Faith is saying, well, speak against that. Say what you want it to say. Say what it needs to say. Speak that sickness. Speak death over that sickness and speak life into your health. Speak life into your dreams. This is how faith is ever evolving, and hope brings the specific details into fruition. Okay? And so what I want us to understand is this is how faith is working. And next week, we're going to talk about the evidence and the unseen, and we're going to connect that with the Mother's Day message on next Sunday like never before to bring this thing into its full fruition. Y'all don't want to miss this. You do not want to miss this. But what I want to challenge you to do is I want you to take some time and to think about your hope. Think about your hopes. What can you add color to so that faith can recruit it and bring it into fruition? What is still sitting on the sidelines and still sitting up in the bleachers that's waiting for some playing time? What is still in seed form that needs to become cultivated as it sits in the soil, spirit of inspiring love, as it sits in the soil, what is ready to grow? I want to challenge you on today. Think about your hopes, and I want you to start thinking about giving faith something to do. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it seems like. I don't care if you don't feel as though you have the education for it. I don't care if you don't feel as though you're qualified for it. Let me tell you something. Whom God has called, he has qualified. Oftentimes, we get caught up into what man's idea of qualifications are. Faith ain't listening to that. Faith is saying, what do you want to do? Faith is saying, what are those desires on the inside of you? And that's what it wants to do, to partner with you. Amen. What a wonderful word on this morning. Listen, I want to thank all of y'all, but right now I just want to take this time. As we're growing in faith, I want us to take this time now, as we're talking about faith, for somebody to step out on what you've learned thus far about faith. And I want you to join me on this moment, right now, on today, join me in rededicating your life back to Christ. Because in all of our getting, we want to get understanding, but we have to live for him. It's a faith walk. It's a journey. Yeah, I'm right now, I got some issues that I'm dealing with right now. God never said for you to be your own doctor. He never said for you to be able to be your own mechanic. Bring that brokenness to him right now and let him be the mechanic of your life. Let him be that paramedic of your life. You don't have to have it all together to be able to join him. Operate in faith. Your hope is to have a goal, have a dream, be able to walk in the abundance of what he has for you. So right now, this very moment, as faith is evolving, join with me right now. As I pray for you, I want you to lift your hand. I don't care where you are, what you're doing. Lift your hand. And I want you to join in me with corporate prayer right now. Come as you are, is what the Bible says. Damaging thoughts, horrible thoughts, promiscuous thoughts. Okay, struggling with alcoholism, struggling with all these. Listen, I don't care about where you are. God wants to meet you wherever you are. You ain't got to fix it. You don't have to fix it. You don't have to fix it before you bring it to him. He wants you to bring it to him. So right now, let's give faith something to do. And I want you to lift your hand and join me on this morning. Heavenly Father, that heart that has been broken, that mind that has been seared, that stronghold of that substance, Lord, that's holding somebody down, that spirit of unforgiveness, Lord, that spirit of hurt, that spirit of doubt. Lord, you're greater than all of it, Lord. You are greater than all of it. Help them to operate in faith and to know that you will heal them, Lord Jesus. Help them to operate in faith and let this person know, whoever it is, this boy, this girl, this man, this woman, whoever it is out there, Lord, help them to know that you love them, Lord Jesus, and that you want the best for them, Lord. They don't have to continue to live in a life under bondage. They don't have to continue to live in a life, Lord, with the shackles of sin and shame and guilt and condemnation. That is not what you said about your word in Jeremiah 29:11. You've got plans for us, Lord. You've got hopes and the dreams and desires for us, Lord Jesus. And this morning, Lord, somebody is going to be free. Somebody is going to be healed. Somebody is going to give faith something to do. I can feel the shackles being broken right now. I can feel the mind being renewed right now. Somebody right now thought that they had to have it all figured out. Somebody thought that they had to get their minds right before, because maybe it was some church people that told them you couldn't come into the sanctuary looking like this. Maybe you couldn't come to this, or you didn't fit in, or whatever that is. God was after that one sheep that strayed away. God was after all the 99 were okay, but he stopped for that one sheep. He stopped for the woman with the issue of blood. Can you make Jesus stop in his route and bring you in and welcome you into the kingdom right now in the name of Jesus? He's never too busy to hear your hurts and your pains. He's never too busy to bring you into the kingdom. So right now, wherever you are, just say, Lord Jesus, I receive your kingdom. Forgive me for my sins. Help me to turn from my wicked ways and help me to start living a life of salvation and help me to stay equipped and help me to stay in position so for I can be in position to receive my blessings and to walk into the path of righteousness in which you have for me. In Jesus' name, Lord, I love you. I thank you. I believe that you died, that you rose on the third day with all the power and with all the glory, in Jesus' name. And if you prayed that and you believe that, I want to welcome you into the kingdom of God, because this is a team that never loses. This is a team with the power of God's community. This is a team that grows in the word of God. And right now you're in seed form, but you're going to grow into what God needs for you to be. I am looking at you in the eyes of God. In the eyes of God, for who you're going to be when you come into fruition. It doesn't matter about you being in seed form. What matters is where you're going. And as you walk and grow in faith, the best is yet to come in your life. This ain't just some standard talk or something that everybody says. I am a living witness. If I would just take the time and tell you about myself, tell you about my testimony, tell you about some struggles and some pains and things that I've had in my life, and to see what I'm doing today, you are looking at the blessing of God. You are looking at something that was once a seed. You are looking at the manifestation of God's miracle on today. And if he can change me, he can change anybody. If he can change me, he can deliver. If he can change me, he can set free. If he can change me, he can elevate. If he can change me, he wants to do the same for you. You will never, ever, ever be the same again. So I want to encourage all of you, give faith something to do. Think about your hopes, think about your desires, and let's put faith to work. God bless you. God keep you. Zoom, you folks, hold on. Facebook Live, we'll see you next Sunday, Mother's Day morning, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And as I always say, don't meet me there. Beat me there. Thank all of you. We Talk Radio, we'll see you folks next week. Y'all have a fantastic Sunday, and we will talk to you same time, same day next week. All right? Love you folks, and have a great day.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.